Hey y'all, welcome to the Motivation Babe podcast. I am your host, Hills, the Motivation Babe, and I am on a mission to empower you and thousands of women every single day. Think of the Motivation Babe podcast as your go-to resource for mindset talks that give you the confidence to become the best version of yourself. I am so honored you are here. Get ready to level up as we dive in. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the comeback season. Yes, ma'am, this is our comeback season, and I am so honored to be here with you. It is your girl, it's Hills, the Motivation Babe, and we are back for a brand new season. Honestly, I feel so aligned with this season and the message I'm going to share with you. It is specific. It is an elevated conversation. It is what you need to hear right now because it's everything I need to hear. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's about us growing together and me sharing the golden nuggets that I'm able to share with you through the coaching practice I have with clients, through my learnings and teachings with my mentors, the books that I read, and everything I do. It's all to serve you. Y'all, I'm calling this the comeback season, and I want to address everything that has happened in the past year. So many of y'all have already caught up on the last episode in which I catch you up and get super vulnerable with what I was going through emotionally, the state I was in. And honestly, I am just so proud of that episode and putting something out there like that because it was so necessary. And I always want to be authentic with you. And man, I can't believe it. I can't believe the person I was this time last year. And think about that for yourself. The person you were this time last year. Ooh, that's deep. Look, even if you're in the same place per se that you feel you were in last year, you know, mentally, I guarantee you that you've probably grown somehow, some way. You probably had an epiphany or a realization that you didn't have before. Maybe you have an urge that you didn't have before. And I can't wait to teach you all about these urges and inspirations, these epiphanies, and how you can leverage them to finally break the cycle and create change and transformation. That's what the comeback season is all about. It's about change and transformation. So I don't even know where to begin. This time last year, I was almost 200 pounds. I had a face full of adult acne and I was self-sabotaging like crazy. I was self-sabotaging my relationship, my business, my career, everything. Everything. Can I talk about that for a minute? Because right now, I need to talk to some women who maybe are self-sabotaging, not realizing they are, because I didn't realize what I was doing. I was literally so unhappy with myself. I was putting the blame on everyone around me. An episode this season we're going to talk about is radical accountability. And I finally realized, oh my God, it's me. I am the one causing everything. And look, this isn't always the case for everything. I'm in every situation, but there is this level of radical accountability that we're able to have in the choices we make and the actions we take. And here comes Rose, hold on. But it was truly taking accountability for myself. What I was doing, if this can help anybody and serve anybody in a season of maybe you feel like you're self-sabotaging, I think a really easy way to identify, am I self-sabotaging, is do you feel this unnecessary resistance in these areas of your life? So think of your life as your physical health, your mental health, your financial health, your relationship health, your friendship, your family, spirituality. Okay, so it's like this wheel of life. Okay, that's what we use in the coaching world. But there is these different 6 to 7 areas of your life. And if you feel there is this unnecessary resistance, okay, in certain areas of your life. And what that is like is in a relationship, I really want a relationship, but all you can do is keep bashing your significant other for truly, you know, an insignificant reason. At least that was my case. It was so insignificant. It was just a point of coming to a reasonable understanding of each other and having some, you know, real conversations, really understanding how to communicate properly. I think that's it. You know, when it comes to relationships, friendships, and family, it truly is about your communication style. I am no relationship coach, or, you know, I am doing my own therapy and my own work around communication. But that definitely something I worked on the past year is just communicating better, more openly, as best as I can in the moment. And it was just, I was causing this unnecessary resistance by avoiding conversations, by assuming the worst in people, places, and things. And it's those internalizations, y'all. Right now, I just need you to take into account the internalizations you're having about your life as you're entering the comeback season. You're saying, this season, I want to literally transform my life. That's why you're listening to this. You didn't click play on mistake to this episode. You're here because what I'm about to give you is literally, it can literally pivot everything for you. I'm giving you everything I would to a client, you know, but on a more general basis. And this is my goal, is to help you transform your life the way I did. So I need you to understand the first step in all of this, you know, in my journey and in hitting 200 pounds and having acne and almost, you know, ruining my relationships. I had to get real with myself. You know, I had to take that radical accountability, but ultimately I had to understand the internalization, the story that was happening internally with myself. Me, myself, and I, we were at war. Okay. What is that internal story with you? What are you telling yourself? What's the story happening? Is it that, you know, the good angel or the bad angel on one shoulder and one shoulder and one saying, yes, you can do it. The other is like, no, you can't. It's okay. Just we can be honest. We're just taking everything into account right now, right? The internalizations we're having, the stories we're having. And I just need you to realize that step one, right? It's awareness. Ultimately, is that story true, right? If it doesn't serve you, it's not true. I need to say that one more time. If the story you're telling yourself does not serve you, does not make you feel good, that makes you feel less than worthy, that story is not true. So if you're at this point like I was, or maybe you're in the midst of your transformation, but you're just like, can I get there already? Like, what is going on? Why is this taking so long? I want to talk about the season of being still. I know you want action, you want results, you want to do the things. You're like, tell me what to do and I'm going to do it, Hillary. But I'm telling you, what if you stopped doing and you started being? We are human beings, not human doings. And in a season of stillness, I think it's just a moment for us to be and be with ourselves and be with our thoughts and intentionally think and create what this next chapter of our life is going to look like. If you feel like life is slowing down and things aren't happening fast enough, babe, maybe that's God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, literally slowing you down on purpose to see something, to realize something, maybe to make something click. Nothing happens on coincidence. Nothing happens by mistake for us. Everything we do and encounter and experience in our lives is for a purpose. And we really have to tune in to, maybe it's not working because I'm not ready. Because, you know, this, I don't know what it could possibly be. But leaning in and understanding when we're asking ourselves, well, why isn't happening? I just think that there is a reason. And I often feel like sometimes we don't listen to what God, the universe, I believe in God, you know, is telling us. And he's telling us to slow down. He's telling us that, look, what you want for your life It's there. This is what I realize. This is what I realized. If it's meant for you, it will be there. It is not going anywhere. If it is meant for you, it will be there. Trust that. It is not going anywhere. It's waiting for you, and it's waiting for that perfect time for you to receive it and step into it. And maybe there's just a little bit more work we have to do right now, and belief we have to have in ourselves to fully accept this next version of our lives for ourselves. Look, it's okay. It's okay wherever you are. In the slow seasons, in these still seasons, all you got to do is just listen to me really quick. All you got to do is just learn to believe in yourself again and again and again and again. And when you feel like giving up, keep believing, like push past the breaking point. When you feel like giving up, we all know this, that is when we are so close. We are so close. And all we have to do is just one more time. That's what Ed Milet says. It's like one more time, 1% better every single day. Every day you wake up, do you know what a blessing it is? Do you know how many human beings on this earth weren't given the opportunity to wake up today? And the fact that you are here is a blessing, and that you are learning and that you are growing. Whew. You have perfect timing. You have perfect timing right now. You have perfect timing for your life. You have perfect timing for the opportunities. You have perfect timing. It's all coming. Just gotta keep going. You gotta keep believing. I know it's hard. I know you want it all. And I also know it's all coming for you. But look, it's okay if you've lost yourself for a little bit. It's okay if you forgot who you were. The season's all about rediscovering who you are. The season is all about rebuilding yourself. It's all about building a new version of yourself. It's about finding yourself again, rediscovering yourself. It's okay if you were lost. It's okay if you couldn't recognize yourself. It's okay if you've been grieving. It's okay if you've been scared. It's okay if you've been hurt. It's okay. It's gonna be okay. Because we get to like pave this path forward for ourselves. You're not in this alone. We are all in this together. And I am here to tell you, as a testament of my journey and as I entered the comeback season, that we're in this together. And I'm going to bring you everything I possibly can to help you and teach you and pour into you this season of the Motivation Bay podcast. And I'm so honored to be back. I hope this episode served you. I hope this episode gave you the inspiration and the motivation that you needed to tap into yourself, to trust yourself, to go into your intuition, your heart, to go into your prayer and your journal, whatever it is. You didn't listen to this episode on accident. You listened to it because you were meant to. So take a step back right now and pause and reflect. And I want you to intentionally think about your comeback season. And what do you intend for yourself in the next 9 months of 2024? We're airing this in March of 2024. But what is your intention? Let's start intentionally living to the lives that we desire. It's possible. We got this, and I'm here for you. Thank you so much for tuning in to the first episode of season 4 of the Motivation Babe podcast. Y'all screenshot, tag me at the Motivation Babe _. I'm just so honored to be back. I've missed you so much. And until next episode, we'll see y'all next time. Bye.